greetings, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is America needs to come under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. Yes, America needs to come under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. This comes out of Exodus chapter 17, verse 12 through 15. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, and they put under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed upon his hands, and one on the one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until they're going down to the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword, and the Lord said unto Moses, write this for the memorial in the book. And rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, or Moses built an altar and called it the Lord is my banner. You see, in America today, I'm here to tell you that churches are waving the banner of Satan. The American churches, a majority of American churches that are controlled under this technocratic beast system are now waving the banner of Satan. And the truth of the matter is, they are waving the banners of their pastor. They're waving the banners of their church government. And these big churches now are taking the souls of mankind. The churches now are taking the souls of mankind, and they're waving the banner of Satan. But America needs, and the churches of America today, they need to come under the banner of Jesus once again. Here we have Moses, as he was praying so hard to defeat the Amalekites, that Moses' hands grew tired, and so they were, his hands were being steadied up, and he did not stop praying. And the truth of the matter is that he built this altar unto the Lord, and he said, the Lord is my banner. The Bible says the Lord not only is his banner, but it's a standard. We need to have that standard back in our churches today, because our churches have been taken over by Satan. We got too many pimp pastors on the pulpit that just are into prosperity theology, and their only goal is to destroy your soul and to suck your money. They move with a technocratic beast system kind of orchestrated church, with the preachers getting paid $60,000 a year to take your soul while they wave the banner of Satan. Oh, come on, somebody. The churches today are now run by Satan, and they have the banner of Satan on the church today. But you need to understand, as you go into these disco hall meeting kind of whorehouse churches, you need to understand this today, that the church not only is a whorehouse, but it's waving the banner of Satan. Oh, I don't know about you today, but we need Jesus to be waved around America once again. And we need to raise the banner. We need to put the standard back on these churches today, that these evil satanic churches that are run by the Luciferian, demonic, oh come on, lesbian, homosexual preachers now, they're taking over America. Oh, I don't know about you today, but we need to come under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. We need to raise the standard of Jesus once again. Too many evil demonic churches are taking over America. Satan now has flooded with the floodgates of hell, has opened up and taken the souls of men. I don't know about you today, but the churches are taking the souls. They have no longer have Jesus on their walls. They no longer have Jesus. Oh, we need Jehovah Nissi. We need the banner of Jesus Christ once again. Too many pimp preachers on the pulpit with their evil prosperity doctrine. We need to set up a standard. Oh, come on, somebody. We need the banner of Jesus Christ once again. The name of Yahweh Nisi, the Lord is my banner, is found only once in the Bible, but the truth is expressed is found all through Scripture. Nisi translates banner, can also be translated standard or ensign. The ancient times, the banner was a standard carried at the head of a military unit, often made out of wood or metal and shaped into various figures of emblems that could be attached to a staff or long pole. A banner symbolized the ideals of those who marched under it, indicating a rallying point for the troops before and during a battle. Banners were also symbols of safety and protection. Those who belonged to an army stood under the banner of security. A banner, which often included a bright, shining ornament, was something that could be seen from far as the glittering in the sun, encouraging the morale of those who fought under it. When the battle was over, the banner would also serve as a symbol of success and victory, becoming a sign of deliverance and salvation. Marching under the banner aroused devotion to a nation and cause or a leader. Yes, we need to start marching under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. We need to come under Jesus Christ's authority once again. We need to come under the security of Jesus Christ as a nation once again. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but we need to start waving the banner of Jesus Christ once again. Oh, come on, somebody. We need to be under and raise the standard. Jesus needs to be the standard of America once again. Jesus is that standard. But no, too many demonic churches are now waving the flag of Satan. They're waving the flag of Satan in the church, and the church is being taught to worship their pastors, and they love their church more than Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. They love their church. They love their pastors more than Jesus. Yeah, they are church worshipers. They are pastor worshipers. They love Satan, and they come to take your soul. And we need to bring the banner of Jesus Christ back in America once again. We need to set up the standard. And so Moses, what did he do? He built this altar on the Lord, and it was my banner, Jehovah Nisi. I've raised the standard to defeat the Amalek because of God's strong command to battle against Amalek, and they are completely conquered. Many see the Amalekites as a picture of our flesh, which constantly battles against the spirit and must be struggled against until it completely conquered. Moses knew that. He prayed so hard on the mountain that he couldn't even raise his hands anymore to pray. All he did was pray and pray and pray and pray. And he said, it's time to raise the standard. It's time to not quit. And it's time to bring Jesus Christ back in America again. It's time to bring Jesus Christ back in America again. Oh, come on, somebody. There is such a moral decline in this country. Oh, come on. All you got to do is turn on your demonic television. All you got to do is see how Hollywood has just... they've made money off from glorifying Satan. I don't know about you today, but we need to come under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. There's no politician that could ever save America. Only Jesus Christ can save America. Only Jesus Christ alone can save America. You have to put Jesus back in America. Oh, come on. Though Moses knew his prayer was important, he wasn't fool enough to think that he had won the battle. I don't know. In worship, he builds this altar and he prays the name of Jehovah Nisi. That is to say, the Lord is my banner. Look, you're coming. Every time you go to your evil demonic controlled churches, you're coming under the banner of Satan. Yes, they wave the banner of Satan and they give you little Jesus. They turn their church into this this big concert and they give you a little bit of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I would like a whole lot of Jesus. I want a whole lot of Jesus in my life, but every time do I go to your church, I get a little bit more religion, I get a little bit more pastor worship, and I get a little bit more church worship, and no Jesus, and I'm really sick and tired of it, because the truth of the matter is, we got to set up a standard, we have to set the banner of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the banner, and it needs to be set high. Oh, I don't know about you, Moses knew that. Nisi, Jehovah Nisi, it refers to a flag or a banner. This is an idea of God, this victorious in battle. The same word is used for the serpent on the pole in Numbers 21:8. The Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on the pole, and anyone who's bitten can look at it and live. Very interesting that the snake in Numbers 21 also referred to Nisi, a banner. Holy cow! The church is under the banner of the snake. The snake, every time you go into the church, you're going under the banner of the snake. Oh my gosh, you're entering into the banner of hell. You went into the banner of a snake. The serpent is about to devour your soul. Holy cow! Lord, have mercy on my soul. I wanted to find Jesus. Instead, I went under the banner of the snake. The snake, the serpent is in your church today. Oh, we need Jesus to raise the banner. We need the banner of Jesus back in our church. We need the banner of Jesus back in our minds. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Help us, Jesus, to raise the banner once again in America. Oh, we got too many churches raising the banner of Satan. We got too many churches. They have entered. You enter into the banner of the snake. Oh my gosh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, Jesus. Oh my gosh, in Psalms chapter 60, verse 4, you have given the banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. In Isaiah 11, 10, and in that day there shall be the root of Jesse, who shall stand as the banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. You need to understand that Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. And the Greek, or the Hebrew says it's a standard, raising a standard. It's a banner as you're going to battle, as you fight against Satan. Oh, you got to start waving the banner of Jesus Christ. You got to put Jesus back in your homes. You got to put Jesus back in your church. You got to wave the banner of Jesus all over. America will never be the same unless we bring Jesus Christ back. Oh, come on, somebody. In Psalm 60, chapter 4, but for those who fear you, you have raised the banner to be unfurled against the bow. Yet has given to a banner. How many of you know today that Jesus Christ wants you to come under the banner of Jesus, that He has rose a standard once again? But the churches today and all their pimp pastors, and oh come on somebody, they're pimps on the pulpit. They come to only to play with your emotions. What does a pimp do? They drug you up to keep you coming back. A pimp will come and they'll shoot you with heroin so the ladies will keep coming back. They give you a little bit more of a dose so you keep coming back. And now they get you hooked, and now you're hooked to be on the church. You have to be in the church because the pimp kept giving you more drugs of Satan, Luciferian doctrines. Oh my God, you ain't listen to me because you look so pretty. You ain't listen to me because you love Satan. You ain't listen to me today because you worship your pastor. You ain't listen to me today because you love your church. You love to come under the banner of Satan. But I'm here to tell you, we live in America, and America was founded on the banner of Jesus Christ, and everything needs to fall under Jesus Christ once again. We take Jesus out of a nation, then we have no nation. Satan has been, using the freedoms of Jesus Christ, and he's been dominating anything good. Come on, somebody. Walt Disney at one time, he created Walt Disney, and it was good. But now Satan and Harry Potter has infiltrated itself in good. You don't understand, everything that was once good in America has now been taken over by Satan, and that's including the church today with their Luciferian banners, where their pastor worship, oh my gosh, where their concert-like churches under the technocratic, demonic devils. Oh, we need Jesus back in America today, and we need him now. But Moses knew that the battle was not over, and Moses knew it was time to raise the battle banner, and he knew that when he built the altar, that he would pray, and he would pray, and he would not cease praying, and he would not ever cease praying, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he says, I'm holding the standard for everybody else to pray like that, because Jesus Christ is that standard, and every church in America should be held to the same standard. If a church is not, doesn't even have a picture of Jesus, whether it's a black Jesus, a white Jesus, or an Asian Jesus, or even a Hispanic Jesus, it don't matter, but you should have a picture of Jesus on the walls of the church, and it's time to raise the banner of Jesus once again. Oh, I don't know about you, but right now, Jesus is not even on the flagpole. Right now, Jesus is on in the bottom of your basement. Why don't we just put Jesus on the flagpole and start raising the banner of Jesus over our college campuses again? Raise the banner of Jesus over America again, because the only reason why you had freedom was because of Jesus Christ, and now you've taken him out. Oh, come on, somebody. So, the Bible says it like this. He has taken me to a banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. And to be brought hither under the drawings and influence of divine grace is a special privilege, a distinguishing layout, and shows of great dissension in Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to take his people by the hand, as it were, and introduce them into his house so well furnished, and to a table of so well spread, and so the church relates it as an instant of divine favor, and as a fresh token of Christ's love to her, which further appears by what follows, the covenant of grace and the scriptures of truth may be thought of as a banquet house well stored with blessings and promises and rich provisions, which to be led and led into a singular kindness, and his banner over me was love, signifying that she brought into the banquet a house in a grand, stately, majestic manner with flying colors. Do you know, when you come under the banner of Jesus Christ, you also come under the banner of love. And he's not only comes from a genealogy of kings. Jesus is a king because he comes from the line of David and Solomon, who were what? Kings. And Jesus Christ is going to take you into a majestic home. He's going to take you into a majestic place. And he's going to put a banner of love over you. And he's going to love you. And he's going to take care of you. And he is going to give you a kind of security that you've never felt before. You see, Jesus is the standard. And that is why we must go back and worship Jesus once again. He is that standard when he takes you to a majestic place, when he takes you to a beautiful castle. Oh, come on, somebody. He's going to make you a prince and a princess. Jesus is going to make you a prince and a princess. Jesus wants you to come under the banner of love. Jesus is waving the banner to the nations. Jesus is saying, I am the standard. Jesus is saying, I have waved the banner and I'm the standard. Can I get an amen today? Can I get an amen today that Jesus Christ is that standard? Jesus Christ is the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 26, He lifts up a banner for the distant nations. He will lift up a banner to the nations from afar and will whistle to them from the ends of the earth. God will call foreign nations to come. Oh, come on, somebody. It's time. God is going to call foreign nations to submit underneath the banner of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the standard in America, not Islam. Jesus is the standard in America. Jesus is that standard. Yes, you need to understand that today. Jesus is that standard. And in Exodus chapter 17, verse 12 through 15, but Moses' hands were very heavy. He couldn't go on anymore. He was beat down. You know it was going to be hard to defeat the Amalekites. And so they took a stone and they put under him and they sat there on, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. So these two guys held the hands of Moses up because he was so tired. He says, I can't go on anymore. I can't do it anymore. I don't have the strength to go on anymore. Jesus, help me. They've taken you out of America, Jesus. I can't go on anymore. That's what Moses said. How am I going to defeat this army? How am I going to defeat the beast, the 666? America's coming under this control grid. America is now controlled. The churches are controlled by Satan. America is now controlled by Satan. Jesus and the sovereign America is gone. America is gone. Jesus is gone. The cross is gone. We have taken it all and replaced it for a technocratic fake illusion. The illusion is before us. Go to a church and you'll see the illusion of Jesus, but it's not there. Yes, America needs to come under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. Jehovah Nissi and Aaron and Hur, they held Moses' hands up and they said, this was the standard. Go the extra mile. I'm here to tell you today that some of you are really giving up. I'm here to tell you today that some of you are tired. Some of you just can't go the extra mile. Some of you said, you know what? I just don't get a pat on the back. I'm not getting appreciated. Nobody's calling my name. And I just feel like, why do I even do this? Some of you. And you know who you are. Some of you are saying, why do I even try anymore? Why do I even try and continue? But I want to here to tell you that Jesus has raised the standard. The standard will be raised. And Moses, he had two people come and help, and maybe there will be two people in your life to come and help you. You might not know who they are, but maybe there'll be two people like Moses. Moses had Aaron and Hur stay up his hands, the one on one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until going down to the sun. Moses couldn't even make it into the promised lands. But you know what? Moses saw the power of God. And I'm here to tell you that maybe it's time for you to come under the banner of Jesus Christ again. Maybe it's time for you to come under the banner of Jesus Christ again. Don't go to church if the church is not worshiping Jesus. If the church is worshiping your pastor, don't go there. If the church doesn't have Jesus on the wall, don't go there. Because Jesus is that standard. Jesus is the banner that America needs to come under again. America needs to come under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. Yes, the banner is so significant. The banner displays might. Yes. The banner displays a mighty token, but the Messiah who said to be given for a banner or set up an ensign for the people, for the gathering of them to him, to prepare them for war and to animate them to fight the good fight of faith, to oppose every enemy, to direct where they should stand, to be on duty, where they should go or whom they should follow, and expressive of the victory over sin, Satan in the world, they have through him, and this is given. Yes, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. The Lord is your banner. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is calling you to come under his banner once again. I'm here to tell you, church, that Jesus Christ is calling you to come under his banner once again. Yes, because banners were a symbol of safety and protection. And they were those that belonged under an army. They stood for a banner of security. If America wants to be restored, we have to stop a demoralized society. There's more than just a new president that's going to help America. The problem is America's demoralized, and once you are demoralized, you're no good. You have to go back to the moral precepts of the Bible. So as long as Hollywood keeps showing immoral movies and demoralizing the children, you can't fight against a demoralized society, because when a society chooses to follow Satan, when they choose to love Satan, Satan infiltrates the church, Satan takes over multitudes and thousands of people, your society becomes chaotic, total chaos and violence. Remember the Bible said in Noah that the world became violent, not just one place, but the whole world became violent. The whole world. You see, this kind of demoralization is like a plague. And it goes to one person, to one community, to one church. And right now, we're under the technocratical control of 666, the beast. We are being demoralized by evil technology. The technology of your iPhones, your iPads, is all demoralizing your mind. And this is why we have to come under the banner of Jesus Christ once again. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And this is why that Jesus, the Jehovah Nissi, this is why we need Jesus in America, and we need him now. So stop worshiping your pimp pastor, stop worshiping your church, and start coming under under the banner of Jesus Christ in your church today. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now.
Now, when the flame